My wife always said I usually try to cram in one more thing before I leave for an appointment. No, no, she was right. Yeah, she'd say that I usually try to make it up on the road. And sometimes I do have to plead guilty, I guess. And it usually works okay if the weather's on my side. And then there are those very rainy days when it's a little tougher to hurry, you know. You're zipping down the highway at top speed. Suddenly you feel yourself losing control of the rear wheels. You ever had that happen to you? Yeah, that's what they call hydroplaning. The water builds up under those tires so that, well, you're suddenly skiing. You're skimming along on water rather than on the pavement. And the rear of your car starts to go somewhere you don't want it to go. Now, if that's ever happened to you, you know it's a scary feeling to start hydroplaning because, well, you're going so fast and you're starting to lose control. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about when things are overwhelming. Now, a word for today from the Word of God comes from Psalm 42. As we read this, the author of it is hydroplaning. Well, he didn't have a car. He had a chariot. And I don't know if chariots hydroplane or not. But things were moving so fast for him, he was beginning to lose control. In fact, listen to some of the descriptions he gives. He says, "My tears have been my food day and night." Then as you read on later in this very personal psalm, he uses words like this, "Why are you so downcast, O my soul? Why are you so disturbed within me?" Then he says, "My soul is downcast within me. All your waves and breakers, Lord, have swept over me." This guy's in bad shape. He says, "Man, things are just totally out of control. I was there not too long ago, feeling this way." Yeah. I think it was accumulated over a period of several weeks. Challenges have just been getting much bigger than my resources. Personally, I felt like my faith was kind of like a fitted sheet on a king-sized bed, and I couldn't quite get it over that fourth corner. I couldn't get it to reach far enough to cover the particular challenges and pressures that were accumulating. And I'll be honest with you, I was overwhelmed. I get there sometimes. I was pretty anxious. I was feeling like I would never catch up. And then I wandered into Psalm 42, where I was hit with a very probing question by a man who was feeling things out of control like I was. And as it turned out, that question turned out to be the answer. So here's our word for today from the Word of God. The question is in Psalm 42, verse 2. It says this, "When can I go and meet with God?" So the writer says, "I'm losing control. It's bigger than I am. When can I go and meet with God?" You know, just like the writer of that psalm, I needed to stop the world and get away for 24 hours with my Bible and a notepad and meet with God. And I did. That's been repeated many times. Maybe that's the prescription for you right now. You say, "Well, there's too much for me to stop right now." See, that's why you need to. Set a time to stop. Stand back. Listen to your Lord for an extended, unhurried chunk of time. For hours, not just minutes. Write down what you're feeling, what you're thinking, as you're in His presence for that extended time. And ask Him for a fresh look at the people and the pressures so you can see the forest and not just the trees. Ask Him to help you see it through His eyes. Set some priorities while you're in that away spot. Make plans. Weed out things that can go. You can trust what you get from God when you're in an extended time in His presence. And those need to be scheduled on a pretty regular basis. So if you're traveling at high speed, you feel yourself losing control, slow down, hit the brakes. Carve out time away where your Lord can show you what He wants and He can have your undivided attention. The number one question you have to answer right now is this: when can I go and meet with God?
On Eagle's Wings is the Native American outreach of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. To find out more about this exciting ministry, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.